Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, August 10th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. The Chinese government cracks down on whistleblowing Christians. Believers coalesce to minister in the wake of Paraguay's national tragedy. And a missions agency is recognized for its work in India. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in China, where three believers have been sentenced to hard labor for leaking state secrets. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains what was really happening.
What they were actually doing is letting folks outside of China know what is happening to China's Christians. That is considered in China by the Communist Party to be a state secret. They don't want the world to know that China is among the world's worst persecutor of Christians.
Nettleton says this report follows a government numbering of the Christian population that falls far short of the real numbers.
It is part of a massive misinformation campaign by the Chinese government about Christianity in China, about the Chinese church, and about how they treat the Chinese church. The government's best interest is to say that there are few and they're not mistreated. The truth is there are many and they are mistreated.
Nettleton says, in fact, the government's suppression of the gospel helps it flourish in the hardest pressed areas. Meanwhile, the church in the United States is failing in its efforts to reach the lost afflicted with HIV/AIDS around the world. President of Compassion International, Wes Stafford, describes the situation this way.
This is without a doubt the worst pandemic to ever hit in the last century or so.
Stafford understands the need, and Compassion is tripling their investment.
We have been a part of the solution, working through churches to help really prevent this, since we understand so much of it as a behavioral thing. But it has really grown, and it's starting to affect many of our children, especially across Africa and Asia and some spots in Latin America.
The money is going to help the local church make a difference in these lives.
We try to maintain a low profile, so that church gets the credibility and that community recognizes that little body of believers are the ones who are salt and light in our community.
Many of the hopeless are turning to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Five face manslaughter charges in Paraguay after a market fire killed an estimated 440 people and injured hundreds more. Transworld Radio's Ernst Weichselberger says their ministry teams have been responding to the national mourning as a result of the tragedy.
We offered Christian literature. They are working also on a database to get in contact with as many as possible families, because we think that now there is lots of helping and giving, but at the long run, I think families need someone they can rely on.
Weichselberger says believers have become more missions-minded.
The churches now in this area, together with the Office of Transworld Radio here, are trying to get these four churches involved, because there's so much to do that our staff cannot do the job all by themselves.
Next, Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan, has been recognized for reaching millions in India with the gospel. Known as Seva Bharat in India, Missions India has received an Excellence in Training Award from the India Missions Association. Yearly, the organization is able to train almost 70,000 grassroots workers who then reach between 30 and 50 people each. Continue to pray for workers who face persecution and obstacles as they share the gospel throughout India. And finally, each month, Here's Life Inner City helps 450,000 people experience Christ through their warehouse and food distribution program. A recent study found that 2,000 people are coming to Christ every month. Here's Life now has an opportunity to do even more in Chicago, Atlanta, and Minneapolis. Warehouse space has been donated, but they need $245,000 by August 31st to get the programs running. Go to our website to find out more. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. That's Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.